763 Slide American State Trials, 1918 Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. Pedro Guibert and others. The average rate of sailing for ships is about 120 miles per day. In summer, they typically sail 120 miles, while in winter, they cover around 160 to 170 miles. The passage from New York to Liverpool is completed in 27 to 33 days during the summer. However, the yards of packet ships are squarer than those of ordinary merchantmen, and they carry a heavier crew. On average, it can be said that packet ships sail a knot an hour faster than ordinary merchantmen. A clipper ship will make a passage in summer in a third less time than one of our merchantmen, but in winter there is little difference in the sailing of the two vessels. Generally, a clipper may be said to sail 50% faster than a merchantman in light winds. Captains George Budd, Joseph Bacon, Jellison, and Devens were next examined, and all agreed on the probability of the Panda encountering the Mexican at latitude 33, longitude 34-30. W. H. Peyton stated that the tonnage of American and Spanish vessels is different. 95 tons Spanish is approximately equal to 120 American tons. He believed the Panda and Mexican would meet at latitude 32, longitude 37. He never went further north in his voyages than 32N. He has traversed the Bahama Canal in 8 and 9 days, with the ordinary passage being 8 days. He was unsure of the average rate of vessels sailing in the Atlantic. In good breezes, vessels can run 12 knots per hour, while at other times they may run 5, 3, or more or less, depending on the wind. After passing the Bahamas, the average speed may be 8 or 9 knots. He estimated that a passage in a sharp-built vessel from Havana to the point of southing, latitude 32, longitude 37, might be made in 28 days. Spanish dollars are current along the entire coast of Africa. Money is less valued at Annobon than at other places on the coast. There is not as much trade there as in other locations. He did not know the tonnage of the Panda, as it is difficult to determine the tonnage of vessels by merely seeing them in the water. Estimates might vary by 50 tons. The witnesses for the Defense Baptista Arana testified that he has been a mate and captain for many years and currently commands a brig in this harbor. He has made 4 voyages from Cadiz to Lima, 1 to Puerto Rico, and 3 to the coast of Africa. He has cruised on the coast of Africa and is well acquainted with vessels trading from Havana to the coast. They always take specie on board and generally smuggle it. He never knew a vessel to go without specie on board, as it is not entered on account of the duties. Some vessels carry 10, some 15, and some $20,000. The amount of specie carried depends on which part of the coast the vessel trades to. Money is valued more in some parts than others. The usual articles of cargo are handkerchiefs and cottons of various kinds, etc. Vessels generally do not carry more than $8,000. They typically take spare spars on board and are well provided.